Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1629. How to get back in shape when you've let yourself go, by Adam Murray of livingthisgoodlife.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, like I said, it's the middle of the week, and like I do every Wednesday, I like to provide us with a little bit of inspiration. So here we go. Quote, "Our greatest glory is not in never failing, but in rising every time we fall." Confucius. Or I could have gone really nerdy with this and just quoted Bruce Wayne's father, Thomas Wayne, and said, "Why do we fall, Bruce?" All right, before I go way too deep into the comic book nerdery, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. How to Get Back in Shape When You've Let Yourself Go, by Adam Murray of livingthisgoodlife.com. For most of my life, I've been in pretty good shape. At certain times, I've been in excellent shape, and other times, not so much. Well, I must say that during the pandemic, it was by far the worst I've ever been. I normally hover around 190 pounds, but when I was at my worst during the pandemic, I went up to 207 pounds. This is the heaviest I've ever been. I've never been over 200 pounds. What was once a cheat meal here and there turned into a cheat meal almost every meal, plus more. I was feeling terrible. And I just want to quickly mention that although I'm giving you my weights, by all means, please do not compare. We're all built differently, and weights will vary from person to person. Don't concentrate so much on weight, but rather how you feel. I'm simply giving you weights so it's easier to visualize. When I was in my early 20s, it seemed very simple to stay in shape because I was a personal trainer. It was even easier when I was younger because I was always involved in sports and grew up outside. But as I've become older, I found it to be a little harder to stay in shape. Of course, it's a combination of many things like getting older, working too much, feeling tired, and many other things. But that's the excuse we all tell ourselves. And there's no need for it. Just because we get older doesn't mean staying healthy has to go to the back burner. In fact, I would think it needs to be even more important as we get older. Since I was a personal trainer, I've learned some good skills on how to get back in shape again. I'm very thankful for them because it's helped me greatly with getting back in shape and maintaining it. Here are some ways that can help you get back in shape. 1. Start slowly. When you're getting back into shape, you don't need to go full throttle from the start. I find it much more manageable when you slowly start to put in more and more. You can start your first day back with just a simple warm-up. Then, the next day, you can do the warm-up with an extra 2 exercises on top of it. Then, you can keep ramping up from there. When I start back, I usually begin with short workouts 3 times a week for 2 weeks. The following 2 weeks, I ramp up my exercises from 30 minutes to 45 minutes. And remain with 3 days a week. Then, 2 weeks after that, I go to 4 days of 45-minute workouts. Then, 2 weeks after that, I'm back to doing my normal 4 days of 1-hour workouts. When you do this, you minimize the risk of losing interest or feeling like it's just too hard. You're also not going to feel as sore as you would if you jump back in full throttle. 2. Have fewer cheat meals. As I mentioned earlier, during the pandemic, it felt like I was having a cheat meal every meal. When I started to get back in shape, I was lowering the amount of cheat meals. Try to cut back bit by bit, and you'll see how much easier it is to do it. Slow down on the amount of times you dine out or order in, and focus on cooking meals instead. 3. Declutter your cupboards. Go through those snack drawers and cupboards and just toss it. If those snacks are there, you'll have more of an urge to grab them. Just get rid of all the things you know may be holding you back from your goals. 4. Get outside. Go outside for a nice walk rather than sitting inside when you get home from work. Most likely, you'll end up on the couch watching TV the whole night if you don't. Think about how good you feel after a nice walk before you go. This helps a bit with motivation. 5. Go to the grocery store on a full belly. If you go to the grocery store while you're hungry, you're more likely to grab all those unhealthy snacks like chips, candies, and chocolate bars. If you go when you're full, you'll be able to pass by those items with ease. And don't forget to make a list before you go. You're much more likely to stay healthy if you make a list of mostly nutritious foods beforehand. 6. Drink water instead of anything else. Stay away from those sugary drinks and beer as much as you can. Drink water throughout the day and with every meal instead. This simple adjustment can make a huge change in your health and even help you lose weight if that's something you're looking for. And 7, plan activities. Besides going into every weekend or evening not knowing what you're going to do, instead, plan things out so you're committed. I commit myself to bringing my dog for a walk at the nature park every evening after dinner. And for weekends, I always have a hike planned, somewhere to go rollerblading or golfing. Having these commitments will hold you accountable and help you get back into shape. With these simple steps, you'll be able to find yourself back in shape in no time. They've certainly helped me turn things around and have me feeling much better. Just remember to take things slowly and build yourself up. Getting back into a healthy routine takes some time, but if you do it in steps, you'll find yourself enjoying it much more. You just listened to the post titled, How to Get Back in Shape When You've Let Yourself Go, by Adam Murray of livingthisgoodlife.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Look, I've been guilty of trying to work out too hard, too fast. Like after having a cold or the flu, as soon as I start to feel even a little bit better, I try to jump right back into my old routine. Big mistake. That usually ends up with me lying on the ground trying to catch my breath and not throw up mid-workout. My body needs a slow, gradual reintroduction to structured activity, especially after I'm sick. I would have been much better off like going for a walk first. And if I felt good during my walk, maybe a slight jog here and there would have been fine. But no need to push my body, expecting that I'll be my usual self right after I get sick. So whether you're recovering from an injury or illness or trying to get back in shape after a long break, yes, start slowly. Have patience with yourself and know that if you start slowly, you may be able to avoid setbacks. And as a result of that, actually end up saving yourself time later. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. And I'll be back here tomorrow. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.